Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand. Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio.
You getting it too?
It's Rod.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Rod Peterson Show. If you're just joining us, it is hour two of the RP Show, Wednesday, May 27th. Boy, we've had a fantastic, rollicking discussion today. The boys tell me that Nick Lewis is in the chute, loaded up, ready to go. So we will join Nick in a minute. Warren Moon was the guest in hour one. How odd is this? Second straight day, the rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions has been awarded by acclamation.
Yeah, before we even hear the other guests.
Yeah, so the pressure is off Nick Lewis and Rob Fry. Warren Moon has already won the rock star of the day. Think he'd wear the hat that he gets with that? I bet you he would.
I don't know if I've ever seen him wear a hat.
When he's golfing?
He would.
We closed hour one talking about a Canadian sports pro-am similar to the match last weekend that was carried on CNN Headline News. And we'll bring in Nick Lewis on that in a minute. Everybody knows, right? 30% of you watched Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning take on Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. Damon Allen's watching this morning and has offered his services to play in a Canadian version of that. And we're saying the golfers would be Mike Weir and Graham Dillette. You could have Adam Hadwin. He's the kid from in Vancouver area, right?
Nick Taylor. There's a few Canadians that are coming on the circuit.
Lori King, Clark says. So that's very possible. Rob Hunt's watching. He says Bianca Andreescu as the fourth. She's a tennis player. I guess those are other guys are football players. So
yeah.
So you are considering this. Can I blurt out that you'd like to do this and propose it to Game Plus TV Network? Because if Headline News can carry the match in the States, why can Game Plus Network not carry it in Canada?
Yeah.
We could announce it.
The ideas are evolving minute
by minute. We could have
it
at Deer Valley. One of our sponsors, Deer Valley.
Of course.
Why do we got to do it down east?
You know, who ever said anything about down east? Like, the mind is spinning on a daily, on a minute by minute, second by second basis now as this idea like unravels in my head. And Deer Valley was just in my thought process like a minute before you said
Bo Halverson writes in and he says, Darren Flutie and Doug Flutie. No. Damon, it was his idea. So Damon has to be in it. He's probably a better golfer than he was a football player, and he's a Hall of Famer at that.
But
so
we don't need pros.
Yeah, we don't need pros. That's a good point.
We don't need pros.
But it kind of adds to it. Our quick six show topics as we bring in Nick, and we'll see if any of these appeal to him. Major League Baseball players saying the proposal from the owners yesterday, extremely disappointing. Not playing anytime soon. Two, how will the Stanley Cup playoffs be different than the normal playoffs given the 2014 playoff format? Three, am I missing something about CFL teams' facilities opening and being cleared to practice because they can't practice? Point four, 3 to 4 weeks before we hear anything more about the NHL. So just settle in for that. Although my inbox is being flooded by the betting companies with Stanley Cup odds, which is also fun to talk about. But we're not going to know where they're playing anytime soon. Five, more on the NFL Power Index. And six, Lance Armstrong on the 30 for 30, which opened airing in Canada last night on TSN, was so, so, so good. I'm not sure I have any more respect for him or less. I'm not sure I feel sorry for him or I don't. But, man, he's been through everything.
Mm-hmm.
Physical with the cancer and come back. Man, hell of a story. Let's bring in Nick Lewis now, the receiving king, joining us on video chat. And Nick, listen, you have volunteered your services. Hey, Nick, so are you a golfer? Do you get out much?
Yeah, I played in Deer Valley last Sunday, shot 85, second time out. So I'm getting it back, and I'll be in the upper 70s, low 80s here in the next couple weeks.
Man, athletes are athletes. It doesn't really matter what the sport is. So when Damon pitched that idea, what's the first thing you thought of? Do you think Canadians would be interested in watching something like this?
I think everybody's interested in watching anything live right now. So I think if you could put this together for next month, it would be awesome because, you know, guys would fly in and guys would take part. You know, I know Jermaine Copeland and Brett Ralph were two of the best golfers I've been around. Brett Ralph is a scratch golfer, and Jermaine Copeland's right there as well, shooting low to mid-70s. So, yeah.
Nick, I got to ask you, what is life like for the CFLers right now? You're talking to the guys in your circle of friends, what coaches and players and, you know, whatever type personnel. What are you hearing?
Man, it's just, it's crazy. You know, as a coach, you don't have any say-so. So you're kind of just looking at the players and you talk to your players to see how they're feeling. You talk to the owners or the GM and see how the how they're looking and feeling. So the coaches are kind of just in limbo because they don't have any representation. The players, they feel confident, but they don't know what's going to happen. I think everything's going to factor in on this $150 million and if the owners want to go through with playing the game, right? Because if the owners get paid for it, they'll do it. And if they're not going to get paid for it, then I don't think they're going to do it. And I think that's the bottom line. I don't think they care about you wanting sports. They only care about making money or losing a little bit so they can still write it off.
Right, their business. So let me just back up on that for a second. Yeah. You're saying if they get Ottawa money, we're good. If they don't get Ottawa money, we're in a lot of trouble. That's what you're saying?
Yes. Yes. And I'm actually working with a guy out of an ex-MLB pitcher. We're launching an app here next month, in the next 2 months, early July or late June. And, yeah, he's been working on it for over a year. And it's definitely something that I'm looking to work with the players, the CFLPA, and the owners to help them generate income this year and giving away something for 2021. So season tickets in 2021. So each team would give away so many season tickets to generate income this year so that we can play the game. Man, I'm a huge supporter of the CFL, and I want to see the game, and I don't want to see the game go.
You know, Randy Ambrosi was on Monday, and he said, as each day this pandemic goes on, the more they think about what the CFL is going to look like when it comes back, which totally makes sense, right? Have you been talking with the guys or even in your own mind formulating ideas of how it could look? I mean, I just can't stop myself from thinking about maybe the ratio changes, the salaries changes, you know what I mean? Ticket prices, all of that. You know, have you guys been talking about that?
No, I haven't talked to me. I've seen some stuff where every third seat somebody could sit and things like that. There's going to be some changes. And until they figure out what's going to happen with this pandemic, you know, nobody knows. Nobody knows if it's going to affect 2021 season or everybody's going to have a shot by then or whatever the case is going to be, so that you can get back to regular sports with the stands packed and just enjoying. So right now, everybody's just kind of waiting and seeing what's going to happen.
Okay, so I have a thought on that, but first, Brian Warishin's watching in Vancouver, BC Lions Den podcast host, and he says, G. Roy Simon versus Nick Lewis. Let's settle this on the course.
Could already beat
you, you'd beat him?
I beat him last year.
Wow. How did that go over with G. Roy, who does not like to lose?
It was good. He had a bad day. So we went out, we played together. It was good to get out with G-Roy. It's good to hang around G-Roy and get to know him a little bit more off the field. So that was always good. I respect those guys. And like I said, him and Milt can have the greatest ever receiver. Neither one of them could play the game the way I played it. And I couldn't play it the way they played it. So it's good. But when we line up at golf, I feel like I can beat both of them. You know, Milt's training to come back at 50. So
I see that. Darren, what do you got?
We just figured out the foursome. It's Damon and G-Roy, the Lions, against Doug Flutie and Nick. You guys didn't play together, but Doug and Nick are the Stamps.
No pro golfers in this.
We don't need it. Quarterback and a receiver on each
we
team.
We don't need it. Works for me.
Let's go. Now,
but I got to say this, Nick. You came to the CFL, you said, in 04, right?
Yes.
You just missed the circus then, what was 03 of the Calgary Stampeders. But if salaries plummet in the CFL, because that's what's being proposed in Major League Baseball and maybe even NHL, would you have come to Canada in 04 if the money wasn't what it was? Or did you even care about money at the time? Like, will it affect Americans coming up here if the salaries drop?
Well, coming out of the NFL maybe is a little different, but coming out of college like I did, making $40,000 and then I made an extra $20,000 in incentive. So, to make that $40,000 for me coming out of college, a Division II walk-on, of course I come up here. I mean, it's no question. that I get to play the game. And if people have other options, maybe not, because of the exchange rate being like 44 cents right now and some of those factors that go into it. You're losing half of your money before you even come home. So a lot of those things plays factors, and we'll just see what happens. Because, I mean, I still think there's ways to – like, you can't tell me these $100 million owners can't figure out a way to make money. That's just ridiculous to even think that they can't make money. They know how to make money, and they know how to make this thing work. It's just a matter of them saying, you know what, let's make it work.
You may be right, but I mean, I've had discussions with these owners, and what I believe, and I'm talking owners from every league I've chatted with, they have guys running the team for them because they're not really running the team. So it's not even the owners, I don't think, that are figuring out how to make the money. And you were in BC when Mike Riley was given $700,000. These are the kinds of things that hurt the league. That's my point. I mean, Braley obviously would have okayed that deal, but he wasn't the one that came up with that deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, but they, you know, in this league, you have to have a quarterback to win. Look at what Ottawa went through last year. Like, they go from a perennial playoff team since they've been back, ever since their second year back until last year, and now they can't even win a game because they don't have a quarterback, right? So the quarterback play is huge in the CFL, and very few teams have been able to develop quarterbacks. And, you know, Calgary looks like they're the only team that can have a stable of quarterbacks and pick one after the next after the next. And you look at that situation. So it's in the scouting department. It's finding the guys, the right guys to come up. And you have certain markets like Vancouver, Toronto, and Montreal where you need big-name players to put people in the stands. And some of those big-name players aren't very good. They just have big names. So you're kind of stuck in that mix, right? Like, I need this name to put people in the stands, a.k.a. Johnny Manziel, but then Johnny's not very good. And, you know, that's just that's what hurts the league.
Damon's writing in and says it's a quarterback-driven league. I understand that, but twice now quarterback salaries are of what's bankrupt this league. And Damon was one of them in the 90s, Damon, and you know what I'm talking about. We can't pay guys $1 million a year, or we just can't. So, I mean, I understand. Well,
I said that there should be three franchise players in the CFL. Each team should have three players that own two-year contracts and that they can't change for those 2 years, and their money doesn't go in the cap, or it's a $1.5 million cap, and you can split up any way you want, and then everybody else makes the $5 million. Right. So now the cap goes up just a little bit, but at the same time, everybody else gets paid more. You can't keep every time there's an increase, the quarterbacks get the increase. Right. The quarterbacks can't keep getting the increase and everybody else no increase. Like, nobody's contract's going up $200,000, but Bo and Mike.
You know, it's funny about it's funny, by the way, that you mentioned Manziel, because I don't know if you saw his interview that came out this morning. You're exactly right. If he was playing for the Argos, he might have filled BMO Field, and he was a joke. And he admitted that he was a joke, that he was not interested in putting any time in. We can all see it, but that's a little bit of what's wrong with the sports fan now. They would have showed up to see Manziel, but they wouldn't show up to see Ricky Ray. Think about that.
Yeah. It's a name, right? It's what they equate. You know, they see him play college football. He's not been successful in any pro football league, not even in the AAF. He wasn't successful. And part of it is what you put into it. And a lot of guys have to understand it takes a lot of work. And some of those guys from the NFL, they come up here and they think it's going to be a cakewalk. Oh, man, I played in the NFL or I did this. It's not. It's a different game. And guys struggle all the time that come here from the NFL. So I played with a lot of guys from the NFL that came to training camp in Calgary that I was like, I don't even know how you made it out of college football. I don't even know how you got to Division I football.
Damon continues and says, Flutie made more than me, Rod. Oh, I know. I know, Damon, but everybody had a high-priced quarterback, but the Riders. That was the 90s. Damon and I have had this chat. We got to bring Damon on. Clark, can we book that? And we'll have this talk, by the way. Last one for you, Nick, the Cowboys. ridiculous with Dak Prescott. I mean, it's on ESPN every single day. He wants $45 million. It doesn't take a genius to figure out he's not worth it. I mean, I don't believe he is. Maybe you do. Russell Wilson's the highest paid quarterback in the NFL at $35 million. And if anybody's earned it, it's probably Russell Wilson. What is Dak thinking?
I don't think Dak is thinking. And sometimes these agents put players in situations. Dak is only going to be good when he has quality talent around him. Right now you have CeeDee Lamb, you have Amari Cooper, you have Zeke Elliott. You have an aging O-line, so the window is closing, and Jerry Jones sees that, and he understands what they have to get better defensively. And you can't get better defensively if you're paying Dak all that money. If you look back over the last 5 years, teams with quarterbacks in their first 5 years tend to have the best teams and tend to have the best chance to win. You look at the Rams and Jared Goff. Jared Goff has cost the Rams Todd Gurley and all of their defense. Fowler's gone. All these defensive players are gone now because Brandon Cooks is gone because of Jared Goff's contract. They gave him 2 years to win, and he didn't get it done. And now you're stuck with that quarterback with a team that's not going to be competitive, and you're going to go out and lose now.
He's ruining the Dallas Cowboys is what he's doing. And I still think he'll start in week one because they'll slap the franchise tag on him. But if he – I mean, that's – listen, we're two Cowboys fans here. We can talk about it all day.
I'm good with Andy Dalton, too.
That's why I asked you, who's starting in week – in week one.
You did.
Set a message to the guy.
You asked it.
I would trade Dak.
Yeah. But it's coming – like the contract, I mean, because he's the next guy signing the deal – ultimately, it just seems like they keep stacking on top, right? So instantly, he's got to be the highest paid guy. $45 million, excessive. I mean, he wasn't very good against playoff teams last year, just one win against a playoff team. Was pretty good against the lower half of the league. But by default, just because he's signing last, he's going to make the most money. But $45 million is crazy. And no, of course he's not worth it. Yeah.
Nick, I appreciate the chat. We'll let you run, but we'll see if we can put this golf game together. And I appreciate always chat to enjoy chatting ball with you. Thank you.
Indeed. Y'all have a great one. Appreciate you having me on.
All right. 82 Nick Lewis joining us here on the program today. We do have CFL NFL agent Robbie Fry coming up. Fryzy. Follow him on Twitter at Fryzy. He's the new Jerry Maguire. That should be interesting, and we'll talk about the economics of the CFL right now and a lot more. We'll break, and we've got a sports update coming up. We'll check the poll results. It's the Rod Peterson Show Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and staying healthy.
At Capital GMC, we've taken steps to help customers who are buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive from home, or let us know if you need service work.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at capitalgmc.ca.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter. Monster hit. Crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Nat, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5. Our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4. We knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number 3. Our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2. You never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Okay, welcome back to the show, everybody. RP Show Wednesday, May 27th. Oh, I've got some exciting news, by the way, at the end of this sports update. COVID-19 continues to wreak havoc in the amateur sports world, too. In a statement on its website, the Western States Hockey League, which includes the El Paso Rhinos, became one of the first competitions to go dark for the upcoming season, 2020-2021.
Wow.
That's the WSHL. That's Colton Tubert's league, the former Pats captain. He's out of Bellingham, Washington. And I saw this on the El Paso Rhinos coverage in Texas. The league said in a statement, this is the most burdensome and painful decision ever made at the WSL Board of Governors level. However, we strongly feel that continuing operations in the current climate is not safe or conducive to the success of our member players nor teams. They canceled all of next season.
Wow.
Please make it stop. A rookie at the major league minimum in baseball would keep about 47% of his original salary this year, while multimillionaire stars like Mike Trout and Garrett Cole would lose more than 77% under a sliding scale proposal by big league teams that players found extremely disappointing. Major League Baseball made the proposal to the Players Union on Tuesday during a digital meeting. Rather than the 50-50 revenue sharing plan that owners initially approved for their negotiators on May 11th. In addition to its reaction on the economics, the union said the sides also remain far apart on health and safety protocols aimed at starting the pandemic-delayed season around the 4th of July. And it makes me wonder if that's happening in baseball. What's happening in the other leagues?
Mm-hmm.
Are they that much different? I gotta wonder.
Yeah, I don't know.
And speaking of, the NHL has a plan. Now it's hoping to eventually get the green light for it. The league unveiled a return-to-play format Tuesday that calls time on the rest of the regular season and would feature 24 of its 31 teams in the playoffs if the season's allowed to resume. The league hopes to have players at team facilities early next month under strict health and safety guidelines, hold training camps sometime after July 1st, and begin playing games by early August. Tuesday's news was a step towards normalcy, but also doesn't guarantee a return to action. The NHL still has plenty of work to do, including receiving the go-ahead from government and health officials, determining timing, the location of hub cities, and testing procedures, and ensuring the safety of everyone involved. Sorry, that, AKA, don't get ahead of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. They feature free citywide delivery and curbside pickup. See their Facebook page for their takeout menu. It's National Burger Day today. That's the news that I had.
Okay.
Hashtag National Burger Day. And coincidentally, it's Wendell Wednesdays at Wendell Clark's. You had the Wendell Burger? You haven't had a chance.
I haven't had a chance.
Cracked pepper on it. It's just so good when it hits your lips. So you can order it, takeout or curbside pickup at Wendell Clark's. Check out their menu. You don't have to order the Wendell Burger. That's just my suggestion today. Go to their Facebook page, call and make your order. Plus, for big-time game shows, the next edition of North America's fastest-growing live Facebook game show is tonight, 8 p.m., with our friend, magician Richie Roy. 8 p.m. tonight.
They're winding up his season.
Tons of prizes on the line tonight with the Facebook Live game show with our buddy Richie Roy. Paul, we were wondering where Paul was today. He has written in and says he is watching from Moose Jaw with Joe 747 Gunnis, my business manager. Alan, the Asian sensation, says, what do you guys think of Mike Tyson, $20 million bare-knuckle fight offer? Not interested for myself. But did you see Evander Holyfield saying he will fight Tyson?
Yeah. That I would be interested in.
That I would be interested
in. You have my attention.
Would you pay?
I'd pay anything.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you pay live or pay-per-view? Would you pay for pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Like you would?
I'd pay to yeah, I got to watch that fight live. That's one I would pay for.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, I would want to split it with some friends or whatever if I could, but yeah. Absolutely.
I had this in my notes. We'll cover it a little later on. about everybody's going goo-goo gaga about Hooters coming to Saskatoon. And, of course, everybody's filling my inbox because I'm a longtime staunch Hooters fan. And I'll tell you the story about how close I was to bringing it to Regina. However, we, because there's a Jerry Maguire theme on the show today, the way we are with our sponsors, we're like Jerry Maguire and Rod Tidwell at the end of Jerry Maguire. Where all the players were jealous of their relationship, that's our relationship with our sponsors. So when people are tweeting me about Hooters in Saskatoon, I wrote back, albeit at Wendell Clark Saskatoon. Get out of here with Hooters. Wendell's is where it's at in Saskatoon. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go on video chat right now. I always like visiting with this guy. But particularly in this case, NFL CFL agent Robbie Fry joins us today from his home in Calgary. How you doing, Fryzy?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. We're doing good.
Good.
You know, you're a guy whose job is looking after players. And in 100 years of CFL football, there's rarely been a tougher time for players than there is right now. So can I begin there? How are your guys doing?
Yeah. You know, most of my guys are doing pretty well. We're all faced with this season of uncertainty, and people react differently to a situation of uncertainty. But I do feel like the morale of most of my clients is pretty positive. I think the PA, as far as communication goes, has done their best to give guys the heads up to plan accordingly with their finances. I know as soon as things hit in March and this became a reality, I reached out to all my clients just to talk about budgeting and what it looks like on the worst case scenario for your family. Just get ahead of things. And I know that's something my wife and I did too. Just when you know, you're always preaching in sports, control what you can. And now it really became that time to really dive into what we've been preaching all along through something a little, you know, more serious here in terms of let's just control what we can and plan for the worst. But I think morale is still up there.
That's the sense that I get too from the guys that I talk to. But this is why I was so interested to talk to you. You represent the players. So when you hear stories like what's going on in Major League Baseball or even hockey, you know, and not just about money, guys are hesitant to return to play because of the virus itself. Whose side do you take when you're watching this coverage in the news of sports right now?
Yeah, I wear a couple hats, but at first and foremost, every individual basis, I look at my guys that I'm there to mentor and to service. And I'm on their side when it really comes down to it. And I want to make sure that guys are, first of all, mentally okay and spiritually okay, and that their families are okay. And then I want to see something fair get worked out with however this thing shakes out. Of course, on my other hand, I look at the longevity of the CFL. This is something I've spent a lot of time to build myself and for my family. And it's a, you know, it's a blessing to represent players, and I want to be able to do this my whole life. And I hope that I just pray for our leaders in the league that they can do things for the health of the league too, and not completely compromise the health long-term for the league to make a few people happy. So there's certainly a balance that needs to be struck. And like I said, I'll just continue to pray for our leaders and hope that we can work this out.
Well, see, I'm glad to hear you say that. And for the viewers that don't know, Rob's an original Regina guy, Luther grad. He works under the banner of Gil Scott Sports, and Tim Fleischer's in there. But Robbie, I'm the same. I'm not criticizing the leaders, the commissioners, the owner. I'm not, because it's, you know, nobody, there's no handbook for this. They're doing the best that they can.
No.
Yeah, but at some point, and baseball's really getting it rough right now, their players, it's like, guys, if you don't work together, there will be no league. And just on a, you know, a smaller level, the CFL is the same. I mean, I would think those are the discussions that you're having in your circles.
Yeah, absolutely. And you just think of, you know, the countless amounts of negotiations I've gone through for players. We can't have them one-sided victories because those don't work out in the long run. Eventually those come to an end and end up ugly. You always want to find compromise on both ends to get a good deal done. And this is a major macro situation where both sides need to work together and develop trust and come at things from a healthy standpoint to make this thing work and have longevity and for everybody in their long-term situation, be able to take care of their family and provide. So I'm looking at this thing like, depending on what happens with health regulations and the ability to get funding, once it gets past that, I'm looking at this thing just like a massive negotiation that has never been seen before, and people have to come at things from a healthy standpoint of collaboration.
Right. It sounds to me like you're just bracing yourself and getting ready, which I am as well in my other occupation, which you know what that is. Our director of scouting, Craig Smith, is watching. You know Smitty. He says, love Rob Fry. That's from Smitty. Everybody does, Smitty, and I would appreciate the shout-out. Alan Lee, our intern, the Asian sensation, writes in, Mr. Fry, who was your first client as a agent, and also who was your mentor as an agent when you began?
Oh, that's a good question. I love to share this story because it's so important to how I got started, but it's close to my heart too. My first client I had was a good friend of mine, Rory Kohlert, who's also from Regina. And I grew up playing basketball with him. And then we ended up going to University of Saskatchewan together. He played football and I played basketball. And I was wrapping up my degree and trying to figure out what I wanted to do, you know, after playing basketball and going to school. And I wanted to work in sports. And Rory said, well, why don't you be my agent? You've been talking about this. You've watched Jerry Maguire. You want to be an agent? Why don't you be my agent? And so I got to learn the business by representing one of my best friends. And Rory was an underdog story. He broke his leg in his draft year and went undrafted, was a fifth year back to school. And if it wasn't for getting into Dwayne Ford's combine back then, the combine for the guys not invited to the combine, I remember that was my first time going to the combine, and I showed up and we got Rory into it last minute. And he was wearing the number 70, what was it? Number 77. It was a D-line jersey. It was three sizes too big for him. It looked like he was running around with a bed sheet over his head, and he absolutely lit it up. Craig Smith was there. He probably remembers that. And that was sort of a big breakthrough for Rory and I. It's kind of my Rod Tidwell story. And Rory ended up playing 8 seasons. I was there when he played his 100th game a couple of years ago, and that was pretty special. And, now he's retired and doing well in Winnipeg. But that was my first client, where it all started.
Well, then I remember very well when he went in the expansion draft to Ottawa, and we're like, what are you taking Rory for? Because he's going to be a free agent anyways, which he signed back in Winnipeg too, right?
That's right. They took a bit of a flyer, but that was kind of a funny one. There wasn't much expectation on their end to sign him. I thought that was, you know, all these things always happen throughout the course of a career, and I love when things like that happen that you haven't seen before, and you charter through, you know, on chartered territories. But yeah, that was a strange one.
As far as mentor. Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to answer the latter of the question. Just as far as mentor goes, Gil Scott has been an incredible mentor to me. 7 years ago, we ended up having a mutual client, Jorgen Hoos, who's been on the show, great guy. And that started a great relationship between Gil and I, who's been doing this for 40 years. And I couldn't think of a better guy to learn this business from on many ends. And we share core values together. And so he has showed me the ropes the last 7 years, and Tim Fleiser as well, as I came on with those guys.
Big Fresh.
Big Fresh.
Right. What a guy. Oh, I know. I appreciate that he watches my Instagram story every day. From Garnet Elmer in North Battleford, he says, what is the most important personal attribute that you possess that makes you a successful agent?
Another good question. The biggest thing that I've come to realize over the years, and I've had to develop my own style, and I've had to just mature into understanding why I'm doing this, it's understanding that it's not about me. And I think when in any career, when you come to that realization, this isn't about me, I'm serving a purpose here, and understanding what your purpose is, then I think you excel and you thrive in what you're doing. And so when I really had time to understand my purpose and in my role as an agent, is to serve these young men and to mentor them and to help them on and off the field with their maturity, with their family life, with their finances. Yeah, when you realize it's not about yourself, that's when you really thrive and be successful in your field. So that was big for me.
Well, I'm going to say two for you, and I hope you don't mind. Faith, integrity, and honesty, all kind of wrapped up into one. But I would suggest, I think that's your best attribute. From producer Clark. By the way, this is fun, isn't it, Frizy? I bet you were nervous coming on here saying, what are we going to talk about? This has been great.
My heartbeat was going. I've never been on live TV, so I was, you know, a little nervous, but this is a great time.
It's going great.
I haven't connected with you in a while since Halifax, right?
It's been far too long. Yeah. Well, the odd text here and there, but from our producer Clark, has Rob had a show me the money type of moment where he and his client celebrated in a crazy fashion about something?
I haven't had a moment where I celebrate in a crazy fashion over a big deal, but it always feels good when I strike a very good deal for my client and they're appreciative. I think of just some people that come to mind. Was it last year? DeVaris Daniels, who was on the show not too long ago, you know, we did a very good deal for him to sign in Edmonton, and he wanted to take me out for dinner. I'm so used to taking players and their wives out for dinner. He and his girlfriend took myself and my wife out for dinner. And that's a moment I'll never forget, because, you know, it was just so thoughtful of him, and to see that appreciation from his end, man, that was a lot of fun. Doing Micah Johnson's contract in Saskatchewan last year was a lot of fun. That was a record-setting deal. And Micah was really grateful. Micah's been an awesome guy to build a relationship with. He's been in here, or he was here in Calgary for a long time, so I was able to get to know his family. So when I get to know a player and his family and his kids, it's even that much more meaningful when we strike a big deal and get to see how happy they are and filled with joy.
Yeah, but his last contract, Micah's last contract with the Stampeders, was the shot heard round the world. I would say that was your first big contract, as people in the CFL were going, how did Frizy get that out of Huff? Was that your first big deal?
That was one of my first, kind of upper deals in that range. And that one was unique because Huff's an intimidating guy, and he's just such a well-experienced man in this business. And that one I did in person, and a lot of deals get done over the phone or through email. And I was a little bit nervous going in right into his office, but I just felt like that would be the best way we could figure something out. And I've developed an awesome relationship with Huff over the years, because he and I will get together in person. I'm fortunate that I'm here in Calgary and able to do that. So that was some breakthrough for me as far as my relationship with Huff. And Huff was happy, and Micah delivered on that contract. He had two healthy years, 14 sack season. So, you know, I could go back to Huff and argue that maybe he's underpaid when you look at it at the end. But no, that was
and
fun.
You would. yeah. That's your job. Trent is watching in Norway. He says, great comments to Rod. Faith, integrity, and honesty mean more than people think on the surface in anything. Great interview. Fry should also be a rock star of the day. Well, I'm not sure if Frizy would cover his flow with the hat that goes with being the rock star of the day, but we can ship one out to him in Calgary. One more. Clark's got one. What does Rob think about the quarterback salary argument that I had with Nick? Well, I know what Rob thinks. I think quarterback salary should be capped. Nick doesn't, right? Because he said they're the franchise. Where do you sit on where the new CFL might be? Because I am honestly a proponent of capping quarterback salaries.
Yeah, I see why you would have those feelings. I understand that. I think I was, I actually regretfully missed Warren Moon on your show, because I want to go back and watch that. I was having a conversation with one of my clients' dads, who is a big-time CFL follower in South Carolina, Emmanuel Davis's dad. RV, and he's on this under the same belief as you, and I just see it from an economic standpoint. It makes sense to cap the quarterbacks. I have quarterback clients, and I separate myself, and I think of James Franklin, Nick Arbuckle. I love to see them and their families get compensated on what the market is demanding for them. Great for them. And they've earned that. But I think that a market correction, you know, could make sense so that things could be a little bit more evenly spread out. I think that the voice of American players who, especially this year and through free agency, felt like their share of the market is getting hit. And, you know, that led to the TJ Jones stuff that we went through. So I think that quarterback market correction has some merit to it. I'm on the fence a little bit, guys, just because I have some quarterback clients. So it's a tough one for me to answer and to pound my fist on the table for.
Cool. Good answer. Good answer, as they say on Family Feud. Good answer. Frizy, we'll let you go. Here's hoping CFL football is on the field sooner than later. Chat with you throughout the summer, hopefully. Say hey to Christina for me, and I appreciate the time. This has been a blast.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thanks for having me on. We'll connect again soon.
Thanks, Rob. And Rob Fry from his downtown Calgary condo. How beautiful does it look there, by the way? From our intern, Alan, the Asian sensation, says, dual rock star of the day. Hear ye, a record day, Rob Fry and Warren Moon. Alan, you're the intern. I make those decisions. Do you hear the giggling on the other side of the wall here?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Don't get bigger than your britches, Alan. I say that only somewhat in jest.
When we There's always a hint of seriousness.
Of course.
You just got to be able to pick it up.
Of course. Hey, we'll be right back. Get to these text messages that I promised to an hour ago. Some hot ones in there. We'll check the poll results. We'll talk rock star of the day. Lots coming up. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I sense some heat coming up here the rest of the way. Nothing too crazy, but one of the viewers, David Fink, just wrote in. He says, I vote Ron Lancaster. And I got to think that's not for Rockstar of the Day. The poll question today is, who's the greatest quarterback in CFL history? Doug Flutie, Warren Moon, Ricky Ray, or other? And running away with it right now is Doug Flutie. The reason it came up is that Warren Moon was with us in hour one. And I got to be honest with you. He's tugging at my heart. Five straight Grey Cups. The career this man's had. Doug Flutie is not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Warren Moon is.
Mm-hmm.
Now the question is, who's the greatest CFL quarterback of all time? But if you're going to vote Ron Lancaster, it's really simple. It comes down to rings. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other barometer for these discussions. Unless I'm missing something.
Not for quarterback.
Not for quarterback.
For quarterback, it's got to be rings. Big time when you look at the greatest, because you have to win. You have to win.
The Facebook results are a little different than Twitter. Warren Moon's leading on Facebook, which tells you, I think, a little bit of the age demographic. I'm going to be honest with you. I never saw Warren Moon play live. And when I was a little kid, while there are guys my age that were watching the CFL, I was watching NHL and Major League Baseball. Blue Jays and Expos were my jam, not the CFL. Wasn't until later 80s that I really got into it. Anyways, to these text messages, pardon me. Ken in Saskatoon says, great interview with Warren, a life lesson from a very successful person. There was a lot of we and us in his conversation when discussing accomplishments. Was there ever? And great observation by you, Ken. Nate in North Battleford says, Cameron Hughes is the real-life dancing Homer. When Homer Simpson was the mascot for the Springfield Isotopes. I heard somebody just, was that Ryan? Somebody just yelled from the control room back. I was not a Simpsons fan. I've tried.
Not for you.
Not at all. Not at all. But different kinds of humor. I remember my dad one time, because I was such a Seinfeld disciple.
Yeah.
And my dad said to me, why do you find that funny?
My dad hates
it. I'm like,
Jerry
I don't know,
Seinfeld.
Dad. I just think it's like the funniest thing going. One of the most disappointing days of my life is, you remember Andrew Dice Clay?
Yeah.
I had a cassette tape in my deck of my 1984 Mustang L. And I left it in the deck. You know, he had to pop it out. My dad was driving my car. Took it for a spin. I don't know why. Comes back into the house and goes, do you think that guy's funny? And I'm like, Dad, you gotta kind of, I could see how he would think it was the most disgusting, horrible thing of all time. To this day, I still have Andrew Dice Clay lines ringing in my head. It's like, it's my car. I didn't know you were going to be in there.
And if it's not your type of humor, like my dad, but Jerry Seinfeld, you have an inability to understand how it's funny. You don't think it's funny? It's not funny. It's not, I don't like it, and you might like it. It's, no, there's no way this can be funny.
I can turn on Seinfeld, and within 30 seconds, I'm laughing. And that just happened the other night. It came on, and it was a scene where George needed a job. And Jerry Seinfeld goes, what would you like to do, George? And he says, well, I don't know. I like baseball. Maybe I could be like a general manager of the Yankees. And he's like, well, George, usually they give that to people that actually played baseball. You know, or own the team. Oh, well, maybe I could be a broadcaster because I really know I could broadcast the Yankees games. And Jerry's like, George, they give that to people that have been in broadcasting. And I bust out laughing. Everything about it is funny. Gregory Lee writes it. It says, Rod, who was your favorite Seinfeld character? I thought George was the funniest. Frankly, I like them all for different reasons. Loved Elaine. Loved Kramer, obviously. But I got to go with Jerry. And maybe I'll come back and tell the story in the overtime segment, but I got a wild Jerry Seinfeld story. A wild Jerry Seinfeld story when he was in Regina. Have I ever told you this story?
Yeah.
About his OCD.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's wild. You know what? Let's talk about that and more when we come back. Rockstar of the day, we'll talk about that. Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI, and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better. Lots to get to. Still more on the Prairie Mobile text line, so hang on. We'll be right back after this brief pause. It's the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait. Do it right now.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and healthy.
At Capital Ford, we've taken steps to help customers with buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive at home, and let us know when you need servicing.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at CapitalFordLincoln.com.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Hold your Seinfeld comments because we're going to get to that in a second. I just want to read some of the messages that have come in on the Prairie Mobile text line, 840-8777. Tony says, yesterday the Cirque du Soleil received a $200 million U.S. bailout from the Quebec government. Oh, believe me, I saw it. It was sent to me last night by everybody. But our good friend Dave Jameson, who does have a strong connection to the theater community and arts, did point out it's a 365-day global brand that's international. He said, comparing Cirque du Soleil to the CFL is apples and oranges. He goes, I like the thought, barking up the wrong tree. If J-Mo says it, I'll go with it.
Yeah.
Shane writes in, says, amazing interview with Warren Moon. Class act, wonderful player in person. That is from Shane. And I would agree. I was a little nervous about interviewing Warren Moon. I've never interviewed him before. But he carried it. Lob him a couple and let him go.
Mm-hmm.
It's not rocket science. From Brady in Saskatoon, I think the greatest CFL quarterback of all time is Doug Flutie. The greatest quarterback in the CFL to play in both the NFL and CFL is Warren Moon. Interesting twist on things there.
Yeah.
There is a difference. Brady's thinking too hard on this Wednesday morning. Dallas. What should I call you, Dallas? From the Brandon Wheat Kings? He's a scout for the Wheat Kings. He says, Kramer, end of story for best Seinfeld character. I think that's going to be our poll question tomorrow. Let's take it to the streets. Let's let them decide who's the best. Four of them. Works real easily, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're not putting Newman in there.
No.
It's Jerry, Elaine, George, and Kramer. Boom. So here's my Seinfeld story. This is a good one. And actually, it morphs a little bit with my Hooters story. So bear with me.
Okay.
Friend of mine at Evraz Place, he was the... He's a big shot there, VP. I'm not sure what his actual VP of what, I don't know. Doesn't matter. He says, you got this talk show. Hey, any time that you want an entertainer coming through Regina, just let me know and I'll put them on your show. And I'm, and of course, if you know me well enough, I'm going to save it. I'm just going to ask for the first guy that comes along or a gal.
No.
I'm going to like swing a haymaker from my ankles when it really matters.
Yeah.
So I waited and I waited like a couple of years. Jerry Seinfeld's coming to town. So I said to my friend, his name's Graham, I said, send him a text. Hey, Graham, Jerry Seinfeld's coming to town Friday night. You want to, can I get him on my show? He's like, you would wait till now and ask for Jerry Seinfeld. I said, you offered. It was your offer. He goes, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
The show was a Friday night, and he had performed in Winnipeg the night before. It's a hell of a story. So I'm waiting all day Friday to hear if I can get Jerry Seinfeld on the show. And he came in and he stayed at the Hotel Saskatchewan, the 100-year-old hotel in downtown Regina. And there was, he went out for a walk around lunchtime. And all of a sudden, photos are showing up on Facebook and Twitter of people that are taking pictures of him. And he's greeting fans. Seems like a really nice guy. So I'm hearing this thinking, oh, maybe there's a chance. Maybe there's a chance. I'm just waiting by the minute. We'll have all, you know, we'll keep the whole show open, my old show, to bring Jerry Seinfeld on. And around 4 o'clock, Graham called me and said, I can't get him. He's booked up. And I said, what's the deal? And he goes, well, he goes, it's a long, wild story, but here's the deal. So he had done... Well, you go, the short version of it is he's doing a private event during your show for employees of Brandt, a private show at a conference room at the Brandt Center ahead of his concert. So he's going to be working. But the other thing is he rented out the entire Galaxy Cinema for himself to watch Planet of the Apes. He was the only guy in the theater. And the show had to start at 3:55. And my show went on the air at 4. And I'm like, what? That make, why? And he goes, here's the thing. He's absolutely, unbelievably hung up on the number 5. To the point that the night before when he was doing the show in Winnipeg, he was going to fly on his private jet from Winnipeg to Regina. And the show promoter said, Jerry, do you mind if I jump on your jet to go to Regina? Because otherwise I'm going to have to drive. If you know Winnipeg, it's hard to get from Winnipeg to Regina. Hard to figure out.
Yeah,
on a commercial airline. Can I jump in with you? And Seinfeld was like, I already got 5. You would be the 6th. We're talking about flying here. Like, this is a problem for me. And the guy's like, I'll sit in the bathroom if you want, please. And he's like, okay. So the guy sat in the bathroom of the plane the whole way here. But this is where the thing with the 5s really got weird. Driver shows up in a big stretch Escalade SUV to pick up Jerry and his crew at the airport. They take him to the Hotel Saskatchewan. Everybody piles out of the Escalade, and Seinfeld's sitting in the back of the, by himself, in the back of the Escalade. And the driver goes, I'm sorry, Mr. Seinfeld, is there something wrong? And he goes, I'm waiting until 10:55 to get out. And it was like 10:53. So he said, in 2 more minutes, I will get out, but I do everything on the 5s. Which, as a mental health professional that I am, that is OCD behavior. It's not dangerous, but that just makes him feel better.
Yeah.
So that's at 10:55. He jumps up, grabs his bags, runs into the Hotel Saskatchewan, and then he's fine. So the next day, the show starts at 3:55, the movie that he wants. So he rents out the entire theater for himself. Then he goes to the Brand Center, does that private show, and I am at the concert, or the show, whatever. And I'm up in the Molson box. Sorry, Great Western. That's where I was. It's now the Great Western box, luxury suite. And I'm visiting with all the beer reps. And the opening act was some comedian from New York, some buddy of Jerry's. He did his show, started at 7:30, does 20 minutes, walks off stage. And then it's just black, empty. Nothing going on for like a what seemed like an eternity. He just walked off the stage. He was the MC and the opening act. So we're like, oh, okay, well, we go back to the back of the fridge, you crack a beer. We're visiting in the back. And all of a sudden, place goes wild. Jerry Seinfeld comes out and slides across the stage, as you could imagine that he would.
Yep, I can see it.
We all rushed to the front of the suite. I pulled my phone out, 7:55. So he was waiting to start his show on that time. And then the next day, we flew to Winnipeg. It was for the Banjo Bowl. And I'm telling the players, some of the writers that this was the deal. It's a wild story about Jerry Seinfeld. And on this rare night in Winnipeg, the night before Banjo Bowl, that I'm in my room watching television, the phone rings. And it was Mark Peronto, Riders offensive lineman. He goes, hey, put it on Channel 11 right now. Seinfeld's on. I'm like, what about it? He goes, look at his apartment number. Door flies open from Kramer. What do you think the number is?
5.
Look it up.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
And cool. Oh, from Wayne in Vancouver. That is a hell of a story, Rod. From Jeff in Calgary. To be rich, you can be that eccentric. You can have whatever he wants. Have that man put to death. Bring him back to life. And on the Hooters thing, I know we're over time here, but we had a deal with Evraz Place to put a restaurant on the grounds over by the new stadium. And it was a very interesting story, but the Evraz Place officials brought me in there, pulled down this screen, showed me this whole plan of building, putting a restaurant. This is where we want to do it, and we want you to lead it, Rod. And I said, whoa, I know absolutely nothing about restaurants. Nothing. And I know enough about restaurants to know that I know nothing about restaurants. And they said, we know that you know people. So would you be interested in pulling together a group of investors and, you know, putting a restaurant on there? Really of your choice, but we'd have to approve it. And I said, yeah. So within a day, I had the investors ready to go. None of them were from Regina. They were all outside Regina investors. We were ready to go, and it was going to be a Hooters. Because I was the Hooters guy at the time. It was my favorite chain. Went to Evraz Place, and they said, no, this is a family place. This is a family operation here. Sporting events, entertainment. Which, you know, no, Hooters doesn't fit with us. And I said, what do you think it is, a strip club? It's a family restaurant. Have you ever been to it? But listen, hey, I'm not going to fight with you. So we went back, and then I dealt with the people with Shark Club, which is Chop, Shark Club. Maybe you know better. There's two other brands in there. And it was going to be a Shark Club.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, the people that I was dealing with Everest Place left.
Is Moxie's part of that?
Moxie's was one, I think.
And there's one other one.
Yeah. No, they're not. That's the Sandman. It's not. I don't.
No, but the Shark Clubs are attached to Sandman.
Okay, well, then it is. Yeah. Well, it was going to be a Shark Club here. And the whole deal fell apart, unfortunately. That was my first foray into the restaurant industry. Would later go on to buy a restaurant and learned a ton. And I love it. I do.
Yeah.
But so here we go. Craig and Regina. Damn you, Rod. Bring us a Hooters and a Shark Club to boot. What a setup over by Taverns United in Winnipeg. Dare to dream. Well, they have a deal to bring a restaurant to Evraz Place. Somebody sent me the link to it the other day and said, are you involved in this? And I said, nope. I've said, if I ever say I'm getting in the restaurant business, you're supposed to do what?
Stop you.
You're supposed to punch me between the eyes.
Yeah.
And if you don't, my wife will. Anyways, we got to run. Hope you had fun.
Oh, yeah.
Rock star of the day is Warren Moon. This has been one of the funnest shows. Great job, Clark. Do you want to put up tomorrow's guests or not? It's not. But that's a... Derek Myers, Peter Labardius. Dustin Wolf, Flames prospect goalie. Of the Everett Silvertips, right?
Mm-hmm.
Goalie. All right, it's a hockey show tomorrow.
The play-by-play guy DMing me excited.
Okay, I love it. Oh, good. It's just going to be fantastic. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.